the family of a man shot in the back of the head by a Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer earlier this month is demanding the officer's arrest and prosecution. This after police in Grand Rapids released about 20 minutes of video yesterday that shows the white officer shooting 26-year-old Patrick Leoya, a black man, after a traffic stop.
Do you have a driver's license? Do you speak English?
Yes.
Can I see your license?
What the hell is wrong?
The plate doesn't belong in this car.
The video shows a long scuffle after that between the two, at what point they're fighting for control of the officer's taser. Then, with the officer on Leoya's back, he draws his gun and shoots Leoya from behind in the head, killing him. Dustin Dwyer is covering the story for Michigan Radio. Dustin, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Anthony.
So we know this video from police came from several sources, including the officer's body cam, a bystander, a neighbor's home security system. What more do we learn from what the video shows us?
Well, this shooting happened 10 days ago on the morning of April 4th. Since then, the police department in the city of Grand Rapids has not released any of the video. The whole incident is currently being investigated by the Michigan State Police. Family members of Patrick Leoya had said that they saw portions of the video and had described that he was, you know, shot while the officer was standing over him and while he was facing down. What the videos released yesterday show more of is all of the incidents that led up to that shooting, the traffic stop itself, the commands that the officer gave, the look of confusion and confused questioning that Patrick Leoya was saying, as we just heard, what did I do wrong? And all of the fight that led up to that shooting. So there's just, you see more of how the situation escalated.
Right. And it really did escalate from what seemed like a mundane traffic stop to a fatal shooting. Dustin, can you tell us what we know about Patrick Leoya? Tell us more about him.
Patrick Leoya is from a family of refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's a large refugee community here in West Michigan, and a Congolese community. His family is a part of that. His parents still live in the area, and they don't speak English. They have been speaking about this incident through the help of a translator. Patrick himself, you heard in the video, he speaks with a strong accent. He's one of five siblings. He's the oldest son in the family, and he also had two young daughters.
Mm. So I'm reading that the civil rights attorney, Benjamin Crump, is representing Leoya's family, and he says this was clearly excessive force by the police. What have the Grand Rapids police said about the shooting?
Yesterday, the Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom repeatedly said that he was not ready to draw any conclusions from what's on the video. He said he wanted to present the video so that the community could see it, but he said the investigation is ongoing and there will be multiple investigations. Right now, Michigan State Police are investigating the incident. It's possible there could be criminal charges. Certainly, Patrick Leoya's family is hoping that there are, but there's also going to be an internal investigation with the Grand Rapids Police for any, you know, possible, suspensions or employment or, you know, possibly firing the officer. And the chief has just said that he doesn't want to comment on, you know, what happened here until those investigations are complete. So that's all they've really said.
Right. And they haven't identified the officer yet, right?
They have not, despite many demands from community members and from Patrick Leoya's own family that they do so.
Now, there were protests in Grand Rapids yesterday, and I understand that there's been a history of tensions between police and the black community in the city. Can you tell us something about that and how this latest incident is going to be exacerbating those tensions quite likely?
Well, it's a long history. It goes back at least 5 years, specifically on the subject of police officers pulling their weapons on unarmed black residents in this city. It was almost exactly 5 years ago that the department did a study showing that black drivers in the city were twice as likely as white drivers to be pulled over. And that's incredibly relevant right now because this whole thing started as a traffic stop. So, And all this time, people have been showing up at city commission meetings, they've been demonstrating in the streets, and they've been calling for reforms, they've been calling for more accountability. And the city has responded, it's changed policies and continually looks at policies, but none of that prevented the death of Patrick Leoya. So a lot of organizers in town, activists in town that I know, they're just wondering, what else can we do? We, you know, what I heard at a city commission meeting this week, they repeatedly got up and said, we told you this was going to happen. And they did. They said that, that a death like this was bound to occur in Grand Rapids. And here we are.
And here we are. Well, Michigan radio reporter Dustin Dwyer, it's a grim story. Thank you for your coverage, though. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me on.